All right, it is time for sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Well, it's not the Kentucky Derby, but what the heck. You know, it's going to be the Breeders' Cup, but I just wanted to put a little horse racing theme here because that's what we're going to wind up very quickly. Good morning there, Mike.
You could have found they're off in the Breeders' Cup.
Well, it came upon me at the last moment, and I saw call to the post, and it happened to be for the Kentucky Derby. What the heck?
Okay.
So there it was. But before we get to the Kentucky Derby, Breeders' Cup, let's go to the dregs of sports.
The NFL.
The NFL, you and I both lost last night as the Jets pounded the Bills.
No comment.
I know. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Ridiculous.
It's absolutely crazy. It's absolutely crazy. That's all I can
say. Yes, it is.
Well, anyways, so we've got that done, and we might as well very quickly go to our picks that we have set up for this weekend, because why not? We'll just get it out of the way as quick as possible.
We have to.
Yeah, we have to get it out of the way as quick as possible. I'll give you my picks, and then we'll go from there, all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, by the way, you are now 32-10. I'm 24-18.
Yep.
All right. I am going to take where do I have it here? I know I've got it here someplace. I'm taking the Eagles over Denver, the Seahawks over Washington, and the Jaguars over the Bengals.
Well, we're 2-for-2 on these. I'm taking Philadelphia and Jacksonville as well. And my third game is going to be New Orleans over Tampa Bay. So you got Philly, Seattle, Jacksonville. I have Philly, New Orleans, Jacksonville.
Yeah, I was going to, you know, it's funny that you said that. I was looking at that. So now you've got New Orleans over Tampa Bay, mm-hmm. and the Eagles over Denver,
mm-hmm.
and Seattle
Jacksonville over Cincinnati.
And Jacksonville over Cincinnati. All right, so that's where we'll stand. All right, and we'll see what happens. All right, now where do you want to go in sports?
Hockey.
Okay.
The Islanders lost yesterday to Washington 4-3, a tough loss. And surprisingly, the Rangers beat Tampa Bay in overtime 2-1. So the Rangers finally get a win last night. And it's really weird. Today's a Friday night. There's only two games in the NHL. That's very, very weird. So the Devils continue their West Coast road trip. They play Edmonton today. Edmonton was a team that played really well last year, and they're not getting out of the blocks too good this year. So this is a game that the Devils could win again. If they win this game, their road trip's a success already.
All right. So,
and one more thing.
Yeah.
Basketball. You know Alonzo Ball, how his father said he's going to be the greatest thing since Swiss cheese?
Yep.
No points last night in a Laker loss.
Yeah.
There you go. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Papa.
It's just so foolish for a dad to put that much pressure on a kid, and for
dummy.
Yeah, we won't even go there anymore. It's ridiculous. All right, so now we've got the NFL out of the way and we've got hockey out of the way. I guess now, how'd you make out yesterday with your picks so far?
They didn't run yet.
Oh, that's right. You just gave the picks yesterday because there's so many damn races this weekend.
I gave you the picks yesterday for today and today for tomorrow. We've been doing this for 10 years. You don't have the trail yet?
No, not. Come on, Mike. I just barely learned about the Kentucky Derby, never mind Breeders' Cup.
Oh, boy.
I just learned that the horses have four legs.
Some of them have four. Some have three.
That's it. All right. Well, let's go to the second half of your picks.
Got a lot of races to cover here. Starting in for tomorrow, the fourth race is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. These are horses that may have Derby or Kentucky Oaks aspirations. And like I said, I'm not going to say big field because everyone has a big field. A couple horses I'm looking at in here. Looking at four horses. Three of them are trained by Mark Case. The one horse, Heavenly Love, won the Alcibiades in Keeneland by five lengths. Has the rail and is 9-2 at the morning line. Mark Case's number two horse, Geo Game, the four horse, broke maiden at Keeneland on the big weekend, Fall Stars weekend, won by nine. The 11 horse has never been on the dirt, but has run very, very well up in Woodbine and is training very well in the dirt at Churchill Downs. This horse has two wins and three starts. The two wins were by four and six lengths. So Mark Case comes in here loaded for bear at some decent prices. And the most likely favorite in this race is going to be the 7-horse, Moonshine Memories. This horse is 3-for-3 with 2 of the 3 wins coming at Del Mar. So I'm looking at the three Mark Case horses in this race, the 1, the 4, and the 11, and throwing the hometown horse in here, Moonshine Memories, as well. So a very tough race, that race, to start off the Breeders' Cup with the 4th race tomorrow. The 5th race is the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. It's an honest sprint this year, not like at Santa Anita. We're going 6.5 down the hill. This is an actual 5-furlong turf race. Big difference between 5 and 6.5 furlongs. The 12-horse Pure Sensation is coming in off of a very, very good year. This horse has won 2 out of 5 this year, 3 out of 5 last year. Lightly raced horse, puts in a big race every time this horse runs. This is the 12-horse tomorrow, 10-to-1 morning line. I'm going to use that horse in my exacta. I'm going to use the 10-horse Hoagie. This is another late closing horse who got a pretty tough trip in the last time out at Keeneland. Expect a little bit more from this horse tomorrow. But my top pick is going to be the 3-horse Lady Aurelia. This horse ran very, very well in the spring, the only time in the States, winning the Giants Causeway at Keeneland, and then from there went to Ascot and won by 3. This horse is back in the States, picks up Johnny Velasquez, who rode this horse to win at Keeneland and Ascot, and I think that this horse is just a very, very good turf sprinter. So Lady Aurelia gets my top pick. I'm going to use the 10 Hoagie and the 12 Pure Sensation underneath that. After there, we go to the Filly and Mare Sprint, the 6th race. Two horses I'm looking at in here. You're going to have a big, heavy favorite in Unique Bella. I'm going to toss Unique Bella. That horse has some troubles getting out of the gate sometimes, and in this race, that's all that you might need not to win. Two horses I'm looking here. One is Karina Mia, trained by Chad Brown. Won the shine again up at Saratoga this summer. Just came back in the Gallant Bloom to get beat by a neck by Highway Star at Belmont a month ago. Karina Mia can get out of the box off the rail, should hit the exacta. But my top pick in here is going to be the 9, Finley's Lucky Charm. This horse runs hard every single time. Doesn't need to take her track with her. She's won at several tracks, training well at Churchill Downs for Brett Calhoun. This horse will be near the lead or on the lead, and I think this horse can get the job done at a nice 6-to-1 price. So the 1, Karina Mia, and the 9, Finley's Lucky Charm, and the 6th. Moving along here, we're going to skip one race. The Lady Eli race is the 7th race. I think Lady Eli should win the race, so I'll just leave it at that. The Breeders' Cup Sprint, the 6-furlong race, a couple of horses in here I'm looking at. One horse that I'm scratching my head about is Imperial Hint. Been top, very sharp, big buyer numbers, 9-to-2 with Castellano, but this horse has never run in competition like this. This horse is coming out of grade 2s and grade 3s. This is a tip-top grade 1, and I think this horse is going to be overbet, and I don't think this horse is going to do as well as people think in this race. The horse that I like in this race is the 7, Tackiful. This horse is training lights out at Belmont. Won the Vosburgh, ran second in the Jerkins up at Saratoga. This horse is battle-tested, and I think this horse is going to give the favorite, Dree Fong, all it can handle. And Tackiful is going to be my pick in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. The Breeders' Cup Turf Mile, there's a million races here, folks. One horse I'm going to use underneath is the 4, Lancaster Bomber. This horse ran good in the Woodbine Mile race, ran second to the horse that I'd like in this race, World Appeal. World Appeal is 9-to-2 morning line. Lancaster Bomber's 20-to-1. Lancaster Bomber is 1-for-13, doesn't win a lot, but hits the board quite often. And to get a nice price underneath World Appeal could be all you need in here to set up a real nice payday. And the other horse I like in this race is the 10-horse, Ribchester. This horse has been running good in Great Britain and France. And the mile distance, this horse has never been off the board in 9 starts, 4 wins, 3 seconds, and 2/3. So in the Breeders' Cup mile, the 5 world approvals, my top pick with Lancaster Bomber, Ribchester underneath. The Breeders' Cup Juvenile, I'll tell you, there's a lot of them. Two horses I like in here. One is Salamini, the 2-horse, and the 5-horse, Free Drop Billy. Free Drop Billy just destroyed the Breeders' Cup Futurity on Fall Stars weekend at Keeneland. Drew away win by 4. and this other horse, Salamini, broke maiden real nice, bred well. Santa Anita ran second to Bolt D'Oro, who's going to be the big favorite in here.